Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, HSBC's just released Navigator report surveys business decision makers to understand the challenges, threats, and most importantly, opportunities they face. Now, as many SMEs continue to operate in survival mode in the context of the pandemic, the Navigator survey reveals that over 40% of SMEs foresee a resurgence of COVID-19 that could pose a threat to their future growth plans, and many business owners are making changes now for fear of being left behind. For more insights, we're speaking to Ng Li Lian, who's head of business banking at HSBC Singapore. Li Lian, thanks for joining us. Lovely to speak to you again.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for having me on. So what is Navigator? Just let me give you a brief explanation.
Sure.
So Navigator is, HSBC's annual business sentiment survey. It seeks the views of over 10,000 businesses worldwide, including 200 businesses in Singapore. And of these 200 in Singapore, around 50% are what we call the SMEs, where their sales turnover is between 5 to 100 million Singapore dollars.
So as a start, though, Li Lian, it's looking like some good news, I suppose, with regard to operational changes, because despite the recognized economic headwinds, some SMEs have learned lessons, haven't they, and are trying to look forward.
Yes, just let me give you a quick overview of the overall Singapore findings. Well, the Navigator reveals that Singapore firms will be more impacted by the downturn, and they see a longer recovery path compared to their global peers. And we know this is not surprising, considering that Singapore is such an open economy and is highly independent on global trade. So to offset this, they're doubling down on their ASEAN connectivity and prioritizing resilience within their supply chains. So going back to your question, the SME, there are three key findings amongst SME in terms of priorities for their growth. One is to focus on supply chains, which you mentioned. 26% of the SMEs cited making changes to the supply chain to make it more resilient. And 29% talked about increasing collaboration with industry partners as well as their peers as a strategy to take to benefit from growth drivers. So what can they do, right? I think they should be thinking about the longer term and where possible, take the opportunity to widen their and secure their supply chain efficiencies so that that could help them to lower operational costs, free up working capital, and allow for better connections with their suppliers as well as with their customers. And a critical area of transformation for business resilience really has been the need for a robust online commerce framework. And it's no secret that the shift to digitization is key to enabling businesses to identify hidden dependencies and plan for interruptions in their supply chain.
But you mentioned cost, Li Lian, and that's always a concern, especially for SMEs. But despite that, you've also found that some have taken those painful steps, right, to fortify business operations and improve growth. How are they doing this, though, Li Lian?
Yeah, so the other point which we found out was SMEs need to implement more digital solutions, right? So what can they do in terms of their cost considerations? In fact, if SMEs can adopt digital payment system, the integration in the past are now becoming more affordable to SMEs. And costs in the past was one of the resistance. So for example, if receipts today are being delivered electronically with automated accounts reconciliation capabilities, these can actually bring significant cost savings over the long term. At the same time, if you adopt digital solutions, it also helps to improve customer experience. Digitalizing payments allows businesses to offer customers round-the-clock, seamless, friction experience. So for B2B customers who are upgrading their systems and processes, digitizing the payments can provide an improved customer experience. And you know, in a way, it's assuring your business is keeping up with the times.
The other day, I bought chicken rice cashless. How about that moving into the future? Yes.
Yeah. And you know, cashless, got it delivered, no contact, right? And that's really about improving security as well, because as you digitize, you eliminate paperwork, you help with lowering manpower costs, you eliminate manual errors. And that in itself, even digital audit trails provide security and transparency to reduce any possibility of fraud as well.
Mm. But it's gotten to the point where these kinds of things are a necessity already and no longer a nice to have. Are you seeing that as well by way of sentiment from businesses that you talk to, that they realize this? You'll be left behind if you don't.
Yeah, so I think with this pandemic, we do see a shift in mindset for the SMEs. And I think they are also taking this time to sort of upskill themselves to understand what are the solutions available, so that while they look to improve their top line growth, they are also managing their costs.
So let's talk about how businesses are feeling, I suppose, about the future, if you will, Lillian, the future of work especially. Some of them feel that a successful business needs leadership and foresight. Talk to us about some of the other findings.
Yeah, so I think the other bit was the SMEs are intent on becoming more entrepreneurial. So 50% of Singapore businesses agree that a future successful business will display leadership and foresight. And at the same time, demonstrate environmental, social responsibility, both and corporate culture and inclusivity are also crucial. Half the Singapore companies agree that agility and capacity for change will become more important characteristics of a successful entrepreneurial business. So what can they do? I think, the government has also been very supportive of Future Skills Program. So they have provided very substantial subsidy for SMEs to reskill themselves. And in fact, HSBC is also partnering with NUS to offer entrepreneurship leadership transformation to our SME customers so that they attend these courses that will help them to plan a business growth plans that allows them to expand their business more successfully. And that, of course, includes attracting customers, enhancing employee well-being, increasing market share, and of course, eventually become more competitive in this global landscape.
That's very heartening to know, because it's all very easy to say, oh, you need to be more agile, you need to be more innovative, but those aren't easy things to do.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but these are times where it's no longer an option. And the positive things is the mindset have changed. People have become more open to new ideas and they are adopting this very quickly, which is what we are very happy to see in the SMEs.
Lillian, always a pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Howie. Thank you.
Ng Lillian is Head of Business Banking at HSBC Singapore on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.